That's how Jim Lauderdale's new album kicks off. Pretty Close to the Truth, the name of the album. It's brand new on Atlantic Records, and Jim says it's in the stores.
Yes. Jim said that. Jim, get back here.
You know, I'm going to treat this as if all of you know Jim Lauderdale from previous visits to City Billy. Good to have you here, Jim.
Thank you, Renee. It's good to be here.
And before we're through, there will be about 20 dry humor jokes that none of us will get on tonight's show.
Oh, Renee, so soon in our interview, you...
Mia goes, only Renee won't get them through the glass. So everyone else will get them, Jim. Feel free.
Okay.
So it's been a little while.
Yes, it has. It's been too long, actually.
And I think really, I'm sure our listeners know your work very, very well. And it might be interesting for them to sort of get a little glimpse of the inner workings of how you go from one record company to another.
Well,
and Renee, maybe you can share that.
It's a little premature for that. It's coming out, though, in my video, which will be available exclusively on QVC. The inner workings of a career.
Is QVC like you don't pay list price, right?
Well, area. It's like one of our competing home shopping types of things, but yeah, it's a competitor with Jim's QVC. Now, it's just a little sideline, Renee. Jim. I'm sorry. Let's get back to the music. Yeah. Enough of that. That other stuff's boring.
So you know, Atlantic Records, certainly I haven't had a chance to closely get little word about what was going on with where your next record would be and how it would come out. So can you talk about connecting with Atlantic Records?
How I got hooked up with Atlantic Records, Renee, was really kind of a fluke. I did it completely on my own. I had no outside help whatsoever. Oh, Dusty, that's right. My producer, Dusty Wakeman, is here. Actually, Renee, it was Dusty that hooked me up with an A&R guy named Tom Carolyn over there at Atlantic, and so I was real happy about that. And before I'm going to start blubbering, if I don't stop. Dusty, say something.
Hi, folks.
does that work? Yeah. Go ahead. You can say hello again.
Hello again. I've been here before. I'm not going to talk tonight. Jim, it's your night. Back to you.
Okay. I just want to say, though, right now, in front of all these people out there, Dusty, I dig you, man, and I appreciate what you did for me. I'll never forget this.
This is a true, true entertainer's conversation. So that's all you're going to tell us, huh?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I was in between deals, and Dusty and I had been talking about working together for a long time, and he kind of put this together for me. And I was being very serious about that. I wouldn't joke about something as serious as that. It all worked out great. I'm real happy with the record. And
you spent a few years living in Nashville, didn't you?
Well, actually, a lot of people around here think that. It's not really true, Renee. I wanted to give that impression, but I was actually here most of the time. But I did go down to Nashville frequently. Yeah, wrote a lot, demoed a lot of stuff down there.
You mean you were here in town? You were never calling and coming by to visit?
Well, I was just kind of laying low.
Okay. Saving it up.
And I think what happened out of your visits to Nashville is that all of a sudden we saw your name appear more and more with songwriting credits on other people's albums.
Got lucky, and a lot of people cut my stuff.
You must have done a lot of writing, collaborating when you went to
I did
too.
Do a little bit. John Leventhal had written with him, and we got some cuts, some George Strait cuts, and wrote with a fellow named Frank Dykus in Nashville. He used to work for Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner a long time ago, and he co-wrote Unwound for George Strait, among other things. And Gary Nicholson and John Scott Sherrill wrote some of those guys. Yeah, it was real nice to write with them.
And do you still take your excursions to Nashville?
Yeah, I try. I go about, you know, maybe once a month.
With same intent to do some songwriting?
So. Yeah, I just usually book a studio and go in and throw down whatever comes out of gym. I just put it down in there.
And then you is that like different than, I mean, I guess with publishing that's sort of different than how things happen with your recordings. You have a publisher that you work with that actually takes songs and suggests them to different people. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I've been with this outfit down there for about 6 years. It's called Blue Water Music. And they really helped me a lot. They got got the songs out there, and they kept me going. During those years when I'd sit at home, Renee, I wouldn't have much, but I was laying low for a night like tonight to get back on the air again. I've been saving it up. Yeah, but ask me anything, Renee.
All those hit records must have been lucrative. That's where they say the real money is in this business.
You know, but what's money? You know, it doesn't mean anything.
Is that true?
Am I any happier now than I was a few years ago?
If you'd like to keep that lid on your income, just spread it around. Our hands are open and waiting.
Speaking of spreading around your income, folks, there is going to be a fund drive here soon to raise money for KBCC. And it's interesting you bring that up, Renee, because that's a good way for people to, you know.
You are a public radio loyalist.
Well, thank you. they don't talk that way in public radio. That's just, you know, the...
That was a perfect kind of fundraising wrap.
Oh, is it really?
That was good.
You've heard the joke. I better not say it. It's some old corny joke. I'll tell it later.
Okay. You want to sing a song right now?
Song. Oh, yeah, sure. let's see. Here's one from the record. It's called I'm On Your Side.
Baby, I'm on your side. You don't even have to read my mind. I'm on your side. We'll talk about it more back home. Those who'd come to your defense would not laugh at your expense. Don't waste time and bear a grudge towards the ones who should not judge. Oh, baby, I'm on your side. You don't even have to read my mind. I'm on your side. We'll talk about it more back home. Not easy suffering fools. Oh, baby, I'm on your side. You don't even have to read my mind. I'm on your side. We'll talk about them all back home. Oh, baby, I'm on your side. You don't even have to read my mind. I'm on your side. We'll talk about it more back home. Oh, baby, I'm on your side. We'll talk about it more back home.
Jim Lauderdale live on City Billy tonight here at FM 89.3. That's one of the songs that is on his brand new album, the album Pretty Close to the Truth, on Atlantic Records. In the stores, officially, yes?
Yes.
As of a couple
August
days ago?
August 2nd.
Oh, a whole week ago, almost.
Yes. Well, 6 days ago, actually.
Exactly, 6 days ago. I have an important question. I just thought about this.
Renee, you can ask me anything.
This is a long list of thank yous. Am I in here? It's not alphabetical, so I don't have the time to go through all of them.
You know, we wouldn't have time to go for that right now. What are we, Dusty? We better go on. Next question.
I saw Renee's name in there. Please, sir. Let's keep working.
The fun drive's coming up now. I'm going to, you know, be very generous with
I started singing pretty early, didn't I, Jim? I dove right in with you, huh?
It's a nice, you know, Renee, it's good to be back on campus.
So how do I make my bid for the thank you list to the third album?
Well, if there is a third album, I mean, if people want me to make one, then you can rest assured, Renee, if we raise enough money in this fund drive for KPCC, you're darn right your name's going to be on that next one.
And spelled right.
And spelled right
okay.
to boot.
Okay. Would you sing another song? Another one that's on the new album.
Okay.
Okay.
Give myself away. I give myself away. Well, I had it coming for holding on to another. Knowing you won't change. You'll never feel the same. Oh, but I'm so weak. I've lost my strength to fight such a liar that's filled me with desire. Why do I miss you? I'm dying just to kiss you. I give myself away. I give myself away. Oh, but I'm so weak. I've lost my strength to fight such a liar that's filled me with desire. Why do I love you? Why do I love you? Oh, I give myself away. I don't want to give myself away. I don't want to give myself away. But I'd still give myself away. Why do I love you?
Jim Lauderdale, a song off his new album, done live on City Billy at FM 89.3 KPCC. New album has just one collaboration with John Leventhal. All
yes.
the rest you wrote by yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any rhyme or reason to how that ends up
happening. Well, you'll probably be reading about it. You know, I think this is going to make legal history, folks, when I get through with him. Oh, when my lawyers finish raking him over the coals. No, in all seriousness, he's been busy. He was producing Rodney Crowell and Roseanne Cash. He's getting ready to produce Jennifer Warnes. Uh-huh. He was just real busy. We wrote some stuff about 6 months ago. But this song that's on the record, Don't Trust Me, we wrote that about 3 years ago.
Do you and Dusty sort of try to work out which songs you want to do on the album? Did you do more than the songs that ended up on the record?
You know what happened on this album, because it wasn't for a Nashville label, and it was kind of a unique opportunity to make this record, Jim got inspired, and most of the songs on this album he wrote specifically for this record. They weren't just a bunch of his songs that were sitting around existing as publishing demos, so which kind of gives the album a real focus and a real cohesiveness that I think came through.
Uh-huh. The band you use is guys that you both work with a lot here in Los Angeles, for the most part.
And that was part of the concept, too, that I'd always wanted to do with Jim, which was, you know, get Jim in Mad Dog, you know, my studio over in Venice, where he's worked at a lot before, and kind of just with the guys that have been on the road with him, and just have fun, a real low-pressure, you know, non-commercial type of environment, just go in there and see what came out, and that's what happened. We just had a great time. It was the first time, I think, that we got a Buddy Miller, who's been with Jim quite a while on guitar, Greg Lease and Gerf Moerlich all together in one band, which is something I'd always wanted to do, and we just had a great time doing it.
You can tune out loud, Jim, while Dusty and I have a conversation.
Yeah,
please. It's good ambiance. It's like good ambiance noise to hear
it's
someone
live
tune.
Radio.
Dusty, with producing an album and playing on it as well, I'm trying to picture if you like record the cut and rush into the sound booth.
I play in the control booth.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah,
that's exactly what you do,
Right, I'm back there between the speakers. Right behind the board playing.
We got a lot of footage on that video I'm talking about that's going to be out, folks. It's
the making of Pretty Close to the
Truth.
It's
great to see Dusty at work, folks, and there's a lot of candid things of Dusty, and it's just, you gotta see it.
I've got a real talented partner, Michael Dumas, who I'm sure you know, who engineers and produces on his own right very well. And what I do when I'm playing bass and we're doing basics, I have him, he's engineering. So I'm pretty much not worried about the knobs and the faders. I'm just playing. And when you're playing, it's real easy to know whether the take was good, you know whether it felt good or not. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, for me, it simplifies things.
Does it feel a little isolated to not be in the room with the other musicians?
Well, Mad Dog is not much bigger than your studio here somewhere, even though there's glass between us, and me and Donald aren't too far apart. And all the guitar players are in the control room, too. You know, everybody's in there except for the drummer. So.
I think it is a little lonely on Dusty when he's having to sit back there in the control booth. It's lonely for me when I'm... and alone singing the song. Let's face it, it's a pretty lonely business, just all the way around.
Is that why country songs sound the way they are?
I guess so. Excuse me, I feel kind of lonesome. Is there like a foyer or something I'm going to?
You got a tissue for him?
You could sing another lonely song.
Okay, you know what, Renee? I want to do something. I've never done this song out here in California, and I got a phone call a while back from a guy named Eddie Cunningham, who's a writer, and he and a fellow in Nashville named Mike Ward teamed up. There's a fellow that used to be in the International Submarine Band. He was in the band along with John Nuys.
That was like Graham Parsons.
So he had had in his possession for years this journal of Graham's. And so they're putting together this project where some people are, you know, writing music to the lyrics and finishing them off and whatnot. So I got this page out of there, and I added on to it and made a song out of it. And so this is for all the Graham Parsons fans out there. Sometimes I sit and wonder if
This is real, and this is true. Living my one and only love, and I live it all next to you. Every day I pray a blessing for being, 'cause being next to you is a blessing for being. Sometimes the light appears so dim, but when you're near, I see again, and I have found my place on earth is next to you in the palm of your hand. Every day I pray a blessing for being, being next to you is a blessing for being.
Jim Lauderdale performing live on City Billy at 9:30 on this Monday evening. You're tuned to FM 89.3 KPCC, Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. Jim's producer, Dusty Wakeman, is here as well. Dusty brought a bass. We didn't have the rest of the equipment. So next time you'll bring an amp with you, right?
You bet.
Next time? I don't know, Renee. This was his test this time.
There will be a next time for Dusty.
Yeah,
could be with a different artist, Jim. You never know.
Hey, wait a minute.
That's right. Let's listen to a couple of your songs done by other artists. Can we do that?
Sure.
George Strait, mega country star, recorded two songs on the last album.
Two songs, yes.
That must feel good.
It does. Am I still dreaming, or am I really here? You know, it does feel good.
You're really here, and this is George Strait's version of Stay Out of My Arms. Kelly Willis doing a Jim Lauderdale song, George Strait doing a Jim Lauderdale song. How does the songwriter feel about those recordings?
I just wish Nikita Khrushchev could have done one before he passed away. Renee, it kind of feels empty to me.
That version would have sounded something like this. And it's not TV, but you can figure it out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I promised everyone that that you would give us your recollections of performing on the Santa Monica Pier a few years ago.
Well, kind of brings back a lot of other repressed memories from that time, Renee, and it's very painful for me, but okay. What I remember about that was I had a very good time. Let's see, Butch Hancock and Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
Oh, you do? You remember exactly who else was there that night.
Of course, there was a nice crowd. A bunch of nice folks came back. We played just a little before the sun went down. The ocean slapping down and behind us that we could hear. Blush room, blush room, blush room. The kind of quiet hum of the crowd, the faces. It was very, very enjoyable. The band was sounding very good that night. Oh, actually, I don't think Dusty was playing that night.
Oh. No wonder it sounded so good.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Boy, talk about... That's some of the pain I'm remembering now. He wasn't at my gig. Get out. Get out, damn it. No, but that was a lot of fun.
Hey, Dusty, you going to walk down to see Dick Dale in a couple of Thursdays?
Which Thursday is that?
A week from this week.
You never know.
August 18th.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow, and that's about
that's
it.
That's about it. Huh?
Yeah.
You going to be there, Chase?
If I'm in town, I'll be there. You can rest assured, Renee, if it's anything that KPCC is getting ready to do during this fundraising season, I'll be around, definitely.
Good.
Let's see, this week is the Latin Salsa, right?
Poncho Sanchez.
Yeah, I may have to make that one.
Okay. You know, the concerts are free. That's so
I know.
You can save every penny to support your public
exactly.
radio station.
I know. You don't have to pay for, like, you know, admissions, souvenirs, anything. It's free. And the pier is very sturdy. It'll hold a lot of people. How many people would you say the capacity is out there right now?
15,000.
Really? Wow. You know, it's funny. When you're on that stage, the audience is so warm, it makes you feel like there's about 500. You feel like you're in your own living room.
I thought it was going to have the opposite effect, like you felt like you were at Woodstock.
Yeah. Boy.
Jim always feels like he's at Woodstock every day, all day long.
Oh.
Speaking of free things, you know, it's Billy Block's birthday bash tomorrow.
It is,
at the Barn Dance.
Yes.
And I noticed his name in the list of thank yous.
Well, I'll tell you now, Billy, Renee, now...
Billy owns this town.
No, Renee, now Billy also played drums with me on several gigs. That was why.
You know,
wait a minute, Renee. This isn't fair here. You're pitting me against, you're making me decide between you and Billy of who I will be friends with. I can't do that. I like you both. You're.
When Billy's not available for a gig, I'll play drums with you if you want. You don't want that. Definitely don't want that.
Well, I could, you know, use a friend maybe if I could hire you to come along with us and, you know, kind of be a friend to me.
Are you going to go down to celebrate his birthday party tomorrow night?
Yes, I probably will.
I'm going to be mixing the last five songs of the new Lonesome Strangers album. But we can't talk about that because this is Jim's time.
Don't you ever talk about any other recording acts around me, Dusty Wakeman.
Those are the artists he's going to bring with him next time.
I've had the pleasure of hearing about five of the cuts, and it sounds great.
Good.
I like those guys.
Good. So I think it's time. It's Beatles song time.
Oh, Beatles. Oh, great. You're going to play a Beatles? Oh, I'm going to play.
You're going to play a Beatles song.
Oh, kind of in the hot seat here, Renee.
You brave enough to do it?
I'll try, Renee. Okay. I've got every reason on earth to be mad, 'cause I just lost the only girl I had. If I
if I could have my way, I'd get myself locked up today, but I won't. I'll cry instead. I got a chip on my shoulder that's bigger than my feet, and I can't talk to people that I meet. If I could see her now, I'd try to make her sad somehow, but I won't. I'll cry instead. Don't wanna cry when the people there, I get sad at the top of the stair. I'm gonna put myself away, hey, but I'll come back again someday. And when I do, you better hide all the girls, 'cause I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them too. I still want to love and make a do, but I won't. I'll cry instead. Don't want to cry when the people are there, I get shy when they start to stare. I'm gonna put myself away, hey, but I'll come back again someday. And when I do, you better hide all the girls, 'cause I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them too. I still want to love and make a do, but I won't. I'll cry instead.
You remembered all the words. Yes, he did. Nice going, Jim.
You know, thank you, Renee. I just had a kind of a little mini flashback of when I was a kid. When I first heard that record, I thought that the lyric was, I get shy at the top of the stairs. I don't know why, but I said that kind of halfway just in the first chorus when I sang it. But it's interesting. Thank you, Renee. You know, I'm starting to feel good about myself again because I had this great childhood memory. I'm out of here. See you guys. I feel great.
You know, while we're recollecting lyrics to songs from that era, do you know the correct words to Satisfaction?
Dusty probably does. I don't want to hog the whole
spotlight. Dusty,
Dusty,
nah.
Come on.
Boy.
No.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it for a while.
You don't have to worry about it.
We used to do all those songs phonetically, you know. You just kind of make up some words that sounded like what you thought it might be. I don't think anybody really knows the words to Satisfaction.
We could probably all remember the words that we thought they were singing.
Yeah, how about Louie Louie?
Never knew Louie Louie.
Those guys were great. Yeah, I loved them. Had every album they ever put out. Louie Louie, one of my favorite all-time bands.
You must have gone disco dancing a lot in the 70s.
No, I didn't, Renee.
I wonder if anybody's still listening to this show at this point. We're having a great time.
But Jim has scared everyone away.
He is still here.
Now, well, hopefully the kids on the college campus, Renee, are tuning in right now, learning a little something.
That's who we're
some
here
of their
for,
elders.
The kids. Love the kids.
Yeah.
Would you do a song of yours that's not on the new album?
Sure. I was going to do this one if you asked me that, Renee, actually. This is my tribute to George Jones. Grand Parsons, the King of Broken Hearts. The King of Broken Hearts doesn't ask much from his friends. He has quite a few of them. They know he will understand. That's just the way it goes. The King of Broken Hearts doesn't know he's a king. He's trying to forget other things, like some old chilly scenes. He's walking through alone. He talks to angels and the stars start to spin. He thinks of troubles and he's gotten in. He recalls how his heart got broken and how it's still that way. The
King of broken hearts, he is so sad and wise. He can smile while he's crying inside. We know he'll be brave tonight, 'cause he's the king of broken hearts. Troubles that he's gotten in. He recalls how his heart got broken and how it's still that way. The king of broken hearts thinks that he's an old fool. He's a little bit like me and you. So what's a king like that supposed to do with all that blue time? We know he'll be brave tonight, 'cause he's the king of broken hearts. He's the king of broken hearts.
Jim Lauderdale joining us on City Billy on FM 89.3 KPCC. I'm Renee Engel. Dusty Wakeman's in studio as well. He produced Jim's new album. The album on Atlantic Records, Pretty Close to the Truth, has been out for 6 days, 10 hours, and
25 minutes and 14 seconds. But who's counting?
Yes.
Remember, Tower Records is open till midnight, so you've got 2 hours left.
You got time to hustle down there. Do you like, I'm thinking about both Planet of Love and the new album, do you like taking the photos for these records?
I liked it for this record, yes.
Didn't like it for the last one?
No, I didn't, Renee, but that's a whole other story, and I better not say anything over public airwaves. I don't want a big fat lawsuit slapped on me. Not another one today.
This is cool. Where'd you take these pictures?
I took them out at some of them out in Joshua Tree. And
this cover one is out there?
Uh-huh.
It's actually a nighttime photo, huh?
Well, kind of. It's a little trick I told the photographer.
I'm just trying to figure out how you did it. It's good. Yeah. It's very cool looking.
Some of that stuff's on a video.
You'll learn about that there, too.
Yeah.
The making of Pretty Close to the Truth.
Coming soon.
Actually, I think they're going to put it on that Branson channel that they've got for cable. Yeah, I've been thinking about it. You know, I've been out here a long time, you guys, and I kind of like to settle down in one place, you know? That way all the, you know, folks can come down. I've been talking to Ronnie Mac about it. I've been thinking about, you know, building a little theater down there. You know? Speaking of Ronnie Mac, I hope I'll see you out there tomorrow night.
Is that going to happen soon, that you build
no,
up the edit? Oh, that's
I'm
not going to happen. And I thought you were being serious for a minute.
No, I was joking. Do you know what the difference between, let's see, Branson and Jurassic Park is?
No, we don't know.
One is a theme park for dinosaurs. The other is a movie. No, I'm kidding about that. I'm sure it's a nice place. Oh, those phones are lighting up. Oh, my gosh.
And you just blew your chances of ever playing that.
Well, sure. Renee, when I'm on this show, see, man, I take all kinds of chances.
You tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know what this show is never without?
What?
And we haven't had
electricity.
A Merle, that's very good. A Merle Haggard song. And I thought, as opposed to playing Haggard doing something, I'd ask you to do a Merle Haggard song.
Okay. Now, wait, Haggard, are you talking about one of his kids? Noel Haggard or Merle?
The original.
Okay.
High on a hilltop, overlooking the city, I can see the lights as they gleam, and I know that you're dancing in some dingy barroom, and the lure of the pleasure took the place of our dream. High on a hilltop, my heart cries, oh Lord, forgive her, she knows not the way. And high on a hilltop, you're laughing with fools, and from high on a hilltop, I see the devil in you. I envision a rounder with a line that's so smooth, promising riches and treasures for you. And I see that you're playing with fire you can use, and from high on the hilltop, I see the devil in you. High, my heart cries, oh Lord, forgive her, she knows not the way, and give her the power to believe that someday, that high on a hilltop, together we'll pray.
I hope when they do a Merle Haggard tribute album that that's the song you get to contribute to it.
Well, I like that song.
You really, you know.
If I haven't done that one in years, Renee, that could have risked a lot of humiliation, but this is your show, and my motto when I come in here is no holds barred. I'll stick my neck out as far as I can.
When you first came out to, when I first saw you perform in Los Angeles, you did almost all covers in your live shows. I don't know if...
Well, I probably did some originals you thought were covers.
That's possible. It's possible.
But no, I did do a lot of covers, though, you know. Some old George, Merle, Lefty.
And those were the key singers that you had...
Yeah, Buck.
...sort of used as a model.
Johnny.
Which Johnny?
Cash.
Could have been Paycheck.
No. Or Bush.
Or Bush.
You ever heard Johnny? He's great. He's a Texas singer. It's really terrific.
We just played with Johnny Cash about a month ago, as a matter of fact.
Opening a show.
Yeah.
You can come a little closer to the mic if you'd like.
I'm just kind of doing a setup here. I'm just feeding lines to Jim here. Tell him about playing with Johnny Cash.
Playing with Johnny Cash.
In Montreux.
Setup.
The Montreux Jazz Festival.
Montreux Jazz. Yes.
Switzerland.
Okay, no, we did. We did a gig with Johnny Cash and Dwight Yoakam. It's a lot of fun.
It was actually at the Jazz Festival? Or
yeah.
Was it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. They had a night. Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
It's a very interesting thing to have happen.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash was just amazing to watch.
Really
we
great.
All
came from backstage and sat out there and watched him. It was really amazing.
Yeah, it was something. It's very heart-wrenching to hear him sing, man. He's still got it, and sounded terrific. It was very moving. And Dwight was great, and it was great to do a show with Dwight. I've wanted to work with him for about 7 years now.
Okay. You've never done a show with him?
No.
God, I would have actually just thought that that had happened plenty of times.
You know, you'd kind of think with being as close as I am to Dusty, he could have maybe arranged that, but no. You'd think, though, wouldn't you?
You'd think. But you have to earn it, Jim. You know, you can't just give it away.
And you're in the big one with Johnny and Dwight in Montreux.
Yeah.
Got to go all the way to Europe to do it.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes before 10 o'clock. The concert from the Santa Monica Pier is a little short of 2 hours, so we're going to run City Billy a touch late here at FM 89.3 KPCC. And then after City Billy ends, you get to hear Reggae Night on the Santa Monica Pier, recorded last Thursday night with Boom Shaka and Raymond Myers. And Jim, I thought if you would do one more song before you leave tonight.
Be out with it on her record in a couple weeks. It's called Halfway Down.
On the treetops, waiting there to fall. I know how they're feeling, but I'm only, yes, I'm only halfway down. With the devil harder all the time, sinking to his level, but I'm only, yes, I'm only halfway down. Halfway down, just getting started. Well, I'm beginning on my journey now, but I'm only going halfway down. Halfway down, just a little bit farther. Well, I believe you better catch me now, 'cause I'm only going halfway down. Sipping shallow water, sharks out for the kill, almost a hidden bottom, but I'm only, yes, I'm only halfway down. Halfway down, just getting started. Well, I'm beginning on my journey now, but I'm only going halfway down. Halfway down, just a little bit farther. Well, I believe you better catch me now, 'cause I'm only going halfway down. Well, I hope she's there to catch me now, 'cause I'm only going halfway down. Yes, I'm only going halfway down. Yes, I'm only going halfway down.
Jim Lauderdale on member-supported National Public Radio, FM 89.3, KPCC, Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. Jim's been our guest tonight on City Billy in the second hour of the program. His new release is Pretty Close to the Truth on Atlantic Records, with some photos he liked taking.
Renee, thanks for having me tonight. I hope I didn't cut up too much for you. Thanks, the old coach over here, Dusty Wakeman.
You're welcome, JL.
And I hope you do some shows in town pretty soon.
I do, too. I hope so real soon.
Okay, we'll look for them. Thanks for singing some songs live tonight.
Sure, thank you.
It was good to have you down here.
Thank you.
Do we stick with Gracie's song?
Grace's song?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. This is Grace's song off Jim's new album on Atlantic.